Okay, let's learn. We're learning Kirtash Shochanach Simon Yutas. We're up to Seif Katan Ches. We only have one more page left. Emergency. I better make more copies. Page Kuf Chof Gimel Ches. In the stopping loy im Omar Mashav Ruch Eloy. What happens? We did Zion. Let's review Zion very quickly. Let's go back. Zion. Tobik Haitziyama Talamoto, Hoyze Maska Borchalenu, Im Loy Niska Aliacha Shama as a Posse, Yilwatson, Hoyze Larosh, that we did yesterday. Ches. In this topic, nightmare. You do not remember if I said Mashav Ruch Murigeshem. Imam Mashav Ruch Eloy, Eloy Omar. Now, by the way, this is following the meaning of Nusuch Ashkenaz. Because if you are from those who daven nusach sefarat, or you are from the minhage, those who follow the minhag eretz yisrael minigra, so then even if you daven nusach ashkenaz, you're going to say moirid hatol. And what is the halacha? If you say moirid hatol instead of saying geshem, you're safe. It's okay. B'diavad, you do not need to repeat the shemone esrei. But let's say you daven a pure nusach ashkenaz, and you in the summer have said nothing, and now it's the winter, and you're supposed to say Geshem, and you have a suffix, maybe I said Geshem, maybe I said nothing, and you finish the Shemone Esrei, what are you to do? Trouble. Im, this topic, lo yim amar mashav ruchoi, lo yim amar im hu l'achar lam yom, and it's after 30 days, shakvar hispalel tishin pomim karoi, cheskosoi shagam atal hispalel behergul shaloi karoi, there's a chazak, a presumption, that you already got into it, and you could assume that you said it. Aval b'seich shloi shem yom tzorech lachso l'hispalel. B'chein, the same thing is true, b'tal umater, im estapik lo liachar shakvar hispalel tishin tfilos karoi. Now it's very interesting what he says here. This I remember, we assume that you've done what's proper. Shkam ato hispalel karoi. But v'koidim l'chein tzorech lachso l'hispalel l'fiyus. Before that you must repeat the Shemone Esrei. Now first let's do, well, there are many issues. Number one, he doesn't make it clear. When you say the same Talamata Levracha, the Bakash, the She'elah, you don't make that request Shabbos. All of the prayers of Shabbos, you omit Baruch Aleinu. What do you say Shabbos? Shabbos, Yidavin, Ata Kitashta, Yismach Moshe, and Ata Echad. So, does that mean that you have to wait 30 days plus 4? Because in every 30 days you have approximately, you have at least 4 Shabbosos. You have 5, is it possible to have 5?
Yes.
You have 5 Shabbosos? Four. So if you have 4 or 5, so you really should wait 34/35 days. Because you're not going to have 90 times of saying the same Talmud Motel Levracha after you get through 3 or 4 Shabbosos. Or does it depend on 30 days? It's not necessarily you have to say it every single 3 times a day. It's a matter of 30 days. From the Kirtas Shulchan Aruch, it appears that when it comes to the same Talmud Motel Levracha, the issue is not 30 days. The issue is 90 tefillos. Which means you have to wait 34 or 35 days. That's a very big chumrah. So it's not going to be December 5th to December 5th. You're going to have to wait until December 10th. Because December 10th is when you're going to have gone through 90 tefillos of saying the same Talmud Motel Levracha. I do not have a source for you, but I vaguely remember in my mind that not everyone agrees with this chumrah of the Kirtas Shulchan Aruch. And there's some, what?
No, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that because 30 days is a metaphor.
Exactly. But that's not what he says. Read it. I know, you're right.
Many halakas, which means
becoming accustomed.
Short term and long term.
Exactly. You become a chazak. You become accustomed to doing something. But look at his words. His words are, first he starts off, because when it comes to the bakosha, and when it comes to the azkara of mashiv aruch amorid ageshem, that you do 30 days. You'd say mashiv aruch amorid ageshem on Shabbos as well. So after exactly 30 days, you've said mashiv aruch 30 days. Now, what about the same Talmud Matar that you don't do 30 days? That you don't do on Shabbos. That's what that on Shabbos. So look how he changed his language. Okay, that's true with regard to Mashiv Ruach. V'chein, likewise, when it comes to the Talmud Matar, im mistapik lo la'achar shekvar hispalo, if you were writing this, what would you write? If you were writing this paragraph? Im mistapik lo li'acha shekvar hispalel shloshim yom.
Yes.
That's not what he writes. He writes tishim tzfilos kiroi. So when the kids are at smashma, it's not a matter of short term, long term, sometimes psychological understanding of the mind that 30 days already changes your frame of mind. It's a matter of 90 times. 90 times. 90 times together with zman. That's enough. Mukminan aches kase, dshagam ato hispalel kuroi. So that's a very interesting insight. Now, let me ask now, one thing he does not mention, which the post can talk about, the Mishnah Berurah brings us down, and this is a machlokes apostles. Let's say on the day of December 5th, you sit down for 10 minutes, and you say the same, you say, yes, call me nesivu asal letova, the same talamato levracha. The Eskol Minei Sivu Asa L'Tova V'Sein Talamot L'Vracha, broken record, and you do this 9 times, 90 times. Does that help, or do we say no? You need time. Time heals all wounds. There's something to time. There's such a concept. What?
Practice over time.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Chumrah. You need both. You just said you really need both. You need time. Plus, so that's what the Kitzur seems to be saying. He seems to be saying you need time, plus you need practice over time. And that's why he said when it comes to the same Talamat Levracha, the She'ela, you basically saying you need 35 days. You need 35 days to get through 90 times saying it, plus actual time. He does not mention the Eitzah of saying it 90 times. He leaves it out. He knows what he's saying, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He knows about this. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, such a thing. There's such a thing of saying it 90 times.
There will be less chance of you to make a mistake if you repeat it to yourself so many times.
But who says that's good enough?
No, I didn't say it's good enough. It's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash.
Oh, Eitzah Tova Kamash to repeat it, but the Kitzur, the fact that he does not mention it, it could very well be that he holds it. Even if you repeat it 90 times, it's not enough if you have a Sofik. Okay, so you really have three. And I remember vaguely is that when it comes to the Sein Talamata, once you get to January 5th, you're safe. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. I tell you, in December, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until January 10th, 35 days. It's enough to wait until January 5th. Why? Because 30 days is enough. As long as you are doing the same thing over and over during those 3 days, you don't have to be makbid to include the Shabbosos. But that's not really what he says. So there are many different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah is lenient. Halacha l'maaseh, we are lenient, that if you do say 90 times in one shot on Shmini Atzeres, you say Masha Ruch Marageshim in the phrase Ata Gibor with Masha Ruch 90 times, or you say V'yes Kol Mines V'osol L'tim of V'sen Talam Adlevrach 90 times, Halacha l'maaseh, we paskin that it's sufficient. If now you have a suffix at a later point in time, if you said it, you do not need to repeat over the Shmon Esrei. That is a tremendous leniency from the Mishnah Berurah. I really should read it to you, but I'm not going to take long to get it. It's a Kusen and Kuf Yudal. It's the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan. If you want to look it up, I think it's Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet. He says that if before you begin the Shmona Esrei, it's incredible leniency, you can use it. It's the first 30 days. It's too troublesome for you to actually say it 90 times. But before you begin the Shmona Esrei, you make a mental note. I'm now about to begin the Shmona Esrei, and I'm reminding myself I must say the same Tal Umotar Levracha. You make that mental note right before you begin the Shmona Esrei, and then autopilot, you go through the whole Shmona Esrei, and then you wake up at the end of the Shmona Esrei, oh no, did I say the same Tal Umotar Levracha? Because you made a mental note at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei.
Use that for
the
Yalavia.
Yes. For Yalavia, for everything.
One of those signs up there.
That means that when they make the announcement, that's really what it means. When they give the clap, everyone remember to say Yalavia.
So if you missed it.
No, if you know for sure you did not, this is where it gets very tricky. Sometimes you know you didn't say it. They'll give the clap, right? Yalaviyava, the same Talamata. And then you go through the Shmona Esrei. And you know you didn't say it. I mean, oh, I wasn't thinking. I just was an autopilot. Okay, but you know you didn't say it. Okay, even though then it's not going to help you. You have to go back. But if you have a real doubt, a real serious doubt, Yalla v'yavo. That's right. And then you went, I really don't remember. It's really, there are times when you're in that situation. Did I not? I remember from Esrei. So when you combine that with the fact that before you began the Shemon Esrei, you did make a mental note that you have to do it. It could very well be even in the middle of Shemon Esrei. You're saying Yalav Yavo, let's say you're Baruch Aleinu. Oh, I have to remember not to forget to say Yalav Yavo when I get to Ritzei. That's sufficient. If you finish your Shemon Esrei and you have a real suffix, we're not talking about a situation where you know you didn't say it. Let's be honest with ourselves. We did not say it. But if you have a suffix, you do not need to repeat over the Shemona Esrei. The only time you need to repeat over the Shemona Esrei during the first 3 days is where you did not make that mental note, you finish the Shemona Esrei, and you don't remember. Did you or did you not? Okay, that's a very important leniency from the Mishnah Berurah. And again, the other leniency of saying it 90 times, that's, you know, it only takes 5-10 minutes to do, to say it 90 times, solves a lot of problems. And this idea, you don't necessarily have to wait until January 10th, like the Kitzur says, you can wait until January 5th, because once you're in the process of doing it for 30 days, 30 days is a significant time which already you get accustomed. Just if you miss, it's not so terrible to miss a Shemona Esrei here and there, you're still in business. Okay, let's go to Halacha Tess. Halacha Tess, the Gevalt Halacha. This is a beautiful Halacha. Really, it brings out a lot of loveness. Tess. Tob Marif. Lel Rishon Shol Pesach. Okay. Let's say that this is it's the first night of Pesach. Let's review first the basic halacha. This happens to everyone every so often. You're Friday night. You're supposed to sing Ato Kidash Tashiyom Ashri. Before you realize it's a Friday night, you're going like this.
That's embarrassing.
Wait a minute.
Very embarrassing. How embarrassing.
So what do you do? What do? You start coughing. Right? You start coughing to cover your tracks.
That is true.
Right? You start coughing. Oh, I have something in my chest. Get me a doctor. You want to save face. Okay. So what is the halacha? If you do catch yourself, the law is you're supposed to finish the bracha. If you find so continue. Ki mochel vislech oto baruch ato Hashem, say Hashem's name. Baruch ato Hashem, chanun hamarbe l'sloach. You are required to finish the bracha with shame, with Hashem's name. Baruch ato Hashem. That is halacha, because really, technically, we should be davening the entire Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. We should. We should. You're not mevakash tzrochim. That's a chumrah derabbanan. That's a unik Shabbos. We don't ask for our needs. We really do ask for plenty of needs. If you look very carefully in the davening, there are plenty of things that we ask for. We really do ask for our needs anyway, in a different way.
Why Pesach?
Oh, we're going to come to this right now. But let's just now get the basic halach. The basic halach is if you do find yourself on autopilot and you wake up in the middle, and you're in the middle of a bracha, you are mechuyif to complete that bracha, no matter what bracha it is. Okay, it could be we finish the whole Shemona Esrei. You have to complete the bracha. So here is the dilemma, beautiful dilemma. It's the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach. You don't say on tomorrow morning by Musaf. You're going to say Berachas Tal, and you're going to stop. You're going to stop saying Mashiv Aruch Amor Nageshem. Let's put that aside. And you also, we're not discussing that thing now. Let's just focus for the moment on the Saint Halamatar. And then when Yom Tov is over, when you get to the first night of Cholamot, you're going to stop saying the same. You can stop asking for Matar, the same Tal Umatar Levracha. But right now, it's Pesach night. We're Chutz Liaretz. We're 2 days away from saying the same baracha, and now you are in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. You're in the middle of it's Friday night. You're on autopilot. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lokinu Es Hashanah Zosis Kol Minei Sivua Solitova, and then you wake up. Oh no! What am I doing? It's the night of Pesach. Soon as the Seder, I should not be saying this Shemona Esrei. I should be saying the Shemona Esrei for the Shalosh Shugalim. But I'm in the middle of the bracha. I am in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Okay, so what is the halacha? You're supposed to conclude the bracha. Should you now say the same tal motor livracha? Because it's not musaf yet. When are we going to be mavakish tal? Tomorrow, by musaf. When will the tzibur stop saying the same tal motor livracha? Two nights from the first night of Chol HaMoed. So right now we have not yet reached that point, so l'cho'ayra, I should at this point in time say the same tal umotor levrocha. Or maybe not. Since today is after all the first day of Pesach, and tomorrow we're going to be mevakeish tal, it's already a zman where I now, in my private Shemona Esrei, which is the wrong Shemona Esrei, and I've only gotten here by accident, should say the same berocha. That is the dilemma. Now, obviously, you never want to be in this situation. It's a very rare situation, but it brings out a very interesting halachic concept. And the answer is, we're going to read to it, let's say it outside, the answer is, you don't say matar. You say the same beracha. Do you know why you say the same beracha? Because everyone else is not asking for rain tonight. Not because they would not. They really would. If they were saying the same Shemona Esrei, they would. But since 99.999% of Klal Yisrael is saying the Shemona Esrei of the Shalosh Regalim, and in the Shemona Esrei, the Shalosh Regalim, there is no request for Geshem, no one is asking for Geshem tonight. So if no one's asking for Geshem tonight, you also don't ask for Geshem, because today is already the day when we're going to stop asking for Geshem by tomorrow Musaf. That's the basic gist of the halacha. Yeah.
I've seen in the shul before Pesach starts, they turn the sign around.
Uh-huh.
The same
word. Erev Pesach.
Before Pesach. Erev Pesach already.
Somebody makes a mistake.
Someone makes the
union.
I don't care if they make a mistake, but I hear they're already ahead of the game. Okay, I see it. So let's see that halacha inside. It's a very interesting concept. Tohah b'mayriv leil rishon shel Pesach v'hispalel tefilah shmona esrei shel choil. You made a mistake. You're supposed to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Yalav Yavo, and instead you're reciting the Shemona Esrei of Chol. The Nizkar, you remember Liachar Shehischil Baruch Aleinu Shadin. What is the law? The law is who should Tzarich Lesayim Kol Oisa Bracha. So what should you do now? Should I proceed to say the same Talumata, or should I say the same Baracha? Einoy oimer talumata. Why? Kevin shagamat zibur einom oimrim. Vim chola hasheilo. All the way around. Punkt akert. Let's say December 5th. Beautiful Shaila. December 5th is Shabbos. So if it was Odchol by Shachris, it's the 60 days after the Tekufa, we would have said by Shachris the same Talumotel of Racha. But we're not going to say it tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to say Yismach Moshe. So, but it's Friday night, and I made a mistake, and I'm saying regular weekday Shemon Esrei instead of Ato Kidashta. V'chein, v'mchol ha-she'el, the time when you begin to ask Talumotel, who yom ha-schol ha-shul-shul-shul, Talumotel, b'yom Shabbos v'to, v'hispalel shel-chol, v'hiskil b'richoleinu, gam-kein, look at the Chiddush. Look at the incredible insight. Einoy works both ways. It's working both ways. Gam kein einoy oimer. Here you can argue, you should say it, right? It's ready to know. Also don't say it. Einoy oimer talumatar kevan shehatzibur adayin lo yischilu. Beautiful halacha. The hayochid nigrar tomid achar hatzibur. Ad kedei kach. If you want to give a drush, right, you want to give a drasha. What is in the yachid? This is a fantastic halacha to express this concept of how far it goes. A yachid is nigrar achar hatzibur. Even though today, think about it. If today was, I told you yismach moshe. Forget about yismach moshe. You say the same talmud about myrus on December, right, December 5th, the night, the myrus before. December 5th. December 4th, at night, you already say the same Talamata. So if tonight was a weekday Shemona Esrei, you would normally be saying the same Talamata Levracha. But the Tzibur is not saying the weekday Shemona Esrei. The Tzibur is reciting the Shabbos Shemona Esrei. So therefore, the Tzibur is not saying it. You do not be Purish Menat Tzibur. Even though you're in a situation where you really could say it because you're saying the Baruch Baruch Aleinu by mistake. Still in all, the Yochid is Nigar Achar Tzibur Tamid. It's a beautiful halacha, very powerful concept. Okay, next. Now we go to the same idea. The halachas of Yalav are very similar. Yod. Shachach Yalav Yalav B'Rosh Chodesh B'Shachmas. If you got to say Yalav Yalav B'Shachmas or B'Mincha, U'V'Chol HaMoed, you mentioned this, Mr. Weiss, yesterday, that Chol HaMoed, if you forget to say Yalav Yalav B'Ein B'Shachmas, B'Ein B'Mincha B'Ein B'Mairiv, in this Ka'kodim Shema Yihiyu L'Ratzoin, Chayzer Maschil Ritzei, before you say the words Yihiyu L'Ratzoin, you go back and you go back to Ritzei. If you remember before you say Modim, Kevan Shemesaina, this again, this is the opinion of the Kitzer. We learned this already three times. This is the difference between the Kitzer and the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says to be maker like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Kitzer. Kevan Shesim, Birchas Hamachazir Shechina Solitzion. Once you conclude the Bracha, it's over. It's over, even if you did not yet say the word Ritzei. It is the opinion of the Kitzer. The Bracha does not linger. It's over. It's too late. You now tzorch lahaschil Ritzei. K'moshe kosavnu b'mashav ruach. What does the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch say? It's not over. If you finish Hamachazir, Shechinaso Litzion, and you did not yet say the word Modim, you recite Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu right then and there in between the conclusion of Ritzei and Modim, because the bracha lingers on. That was the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Mishnah Pasuk said you should do. Ach, im niska the Mishnah Berurah is so makel, even if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, but if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you land in Yichukecha, and then you go back. Mishnah Berurah says, no, you should not. You should say Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Hamachazir Shechina Sol Litzion, and then say like the Shulchan Aruch and say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. Ach, in this Kodim Bichas Hamachazir Shechina Sol Litzion, if you're going, you remember before you finish the Baruch, Oymoy Sham, you should say it right then and there, Umesayim V'Sech Zena Einenu. V'imlo Nizkar Aliyacha Yihil Ratzon, let's say you forget to say Yalav Yavu entirely, you finish the Shmona Esrei entirely, Cholamoyed, even Ma'ariv, Rosh Chodesh only Shachos Mincha, Chozer L'Rosh HaTfilah. You have no choice but to go back to the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Im Shachach Yalav Yav B'Ma'ariv. Oh, at night, you're always off the hook. Bein Rosh Chodesh Hu Beis Yomim Bein She'enu Elo Yom Echad. You can argue that if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, so the first day is Sek of the Yoma. The second day is for sure Rosh Chodesh. No, it doesn't make a difference because the time, what you don't say is they're not mekadesh the chodesh balayla. So it does not make a difference whether it's 1 day, 2 days. You never say, you never repeat the Shemona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh at night. We're not mekadesh balayla. Bein Rosh Chodesh ubeiz yomim bein sheinei liyom echad kevin sha'ama baruch atu Hashem v'izkirs Hashem shuv einoi chodesh ve'elim sayim machazir shechina solution v'goymer tfilosa v'yatam b'zem b'bnei shelo hayu mekadshin es ha'chodesh balayla. You never repeat the Shemona Esrei. Okay, let's see over here at the bottom. It's cut off. I don't have the entire thing, but let's see the bottom. Chayz l'rosh atfila, kasa b'gliyani hashas, the agoyin of Yosef Engel, pashra davar, the im nizkar toich de dibar, shal sim sim shalom, loy chashav siyum. So here, if you remember, toich de dibar of sim hamachazir, shechina sol, I adayin chayz rak la'avoida, the hainu, Ritzei. The Bechol Atar Toch Lidi Bukidi Budamik V'Oid Nir. So what is he referring to of Sim Shalom? When do you say Sim Shalom? That's Mod HaMachazir Shechina Sol Yitzion Mod HaMenachnu Lach V'Sech HaZen Atoiv Shemuch Olochon Noel Lehodos. So what is he? I'm getting
Sim Shalom the last Baruch.
Yeah, but that's not Ritzei V'Sech HaZen Yitzion Shemuch Olochon Baruch HaMachazir Shechina Sol Yitzion. I'm not sure exactly what he means over here. I think he's referring to. Yeah, but we know from the halacha that even Yehul Ratzon you can go back. Okay, let's read the entire thing. Let's see the entire thing. Sim Shalom Toich Leidibor Gidibadamar Vineir Dafilu Yosim Leidibor Hut O Toich Hashir Hiluch Talad Amos Nami Chozer Rach Leritzei. According to the Kitzer, you can go back to Ritzei as long as you did not say Yehul Ratzon, even if you already said Sim Shalom. Even if you said the entire Lekai Nitzar, as long as you did not yet say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, you can go back to Ritzei. It's not over yet. Okay, let's just go further. The time of the Tachad Dibak Dibadami, whom Shom Tachad Shir Zer, Ruchushe, Mnachshon Sifsase, Chilu, whom Medaber Dain. The M. came with Philomino, the Ad Kadehi looked out of Amos, Ruchushe, Mnachshon Sivase, M. came Kolshnitz, the Tachshay, Shkadeh looked out of Amos, Loy Chosh of Sim Adain, the ein loy lach so lach rut say. V'zeh chidush din v'siat d'shmai. Okay, we have to see what this means. I'm not exactly sure what this means. We'll leave it with that. And yirtzeh Hashem, I will make new copies for next time. We'll stop here, take a break, and then we will continue.